What up, what up, what up? Today's show is sponsored by GotFuego.com. Check out GotFuego.com for all your apparel. What they're doing now for all our loyal Roundtable Discussions listeners, they're giving you guys 15% off anything on their website. That's right. When you go to checkout, make sure you type in the promo code RTD. That's RTD, which stands for Roundtable Discussions. That's 15% off the whole order. Big shout out to www.gotfuego.com. Make sure you check them out. 15% off, promo code RTD. Thank y'all for supporting. Now let's start the show. What up, what up, what up? It's the Roundtable Discussions. It's your boy Crispy.
Rome City.
This is episode 82.
82.
How you feeling, Rome?
Cold as fuck out here, bro.
How was Atlanta?
Atlanta was everything, bro.
This is episode 82.
Shout out to all the pretty fine women that I was talking to right now.
We got a fine woman in the building right
now. Yes, we do.
And before
we got two fine women.
You got two, sorry. We're only interviewing one.
I get you, but...
We got two fine-ass ladies in the building,
right.
But only one of them...
We're interviewing.
Only one of them I have tattooed on my body. So, round of applause for Juana Fernandez. Let's give a round of applause.
Thank you.
All right, just get closer to the mic, you know, not trying to be disrespectful, just so we can catch that beautiful voice of yours. And if you can feel free to talk on the mic, too, if you like.
Absolutely.
No, you good? All right.
Juana,
how you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Yeah? It's good to see you.
Thank you.
It's been a long time.
It has not been a long time for me because how has life been after the podcast? Because on my Instagram search, I see you every day.
Because you keep searching her name.
No.
No, it just pops up.
Oh, excuse me. All right.
All right. For instance, let's see if we could get it.
You know it's not going to show up now just because you
know. I know. It's probably not.
Can't stand him.
She's normally like in the first two or
so three. So does that mean you don't follow me?
I follow you.
So
see? Here you go. See?
She pops up?
Yes. Yes. You're lit now. How's life?
Life is good.
Yeah. I think she's always been lit, though.
I was going to say, I always been lit. What's wrong
with
you?
No. You always is lit, but I feel like you leveled up on the litness. Like, for instance,
I'm leveling up.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm on the Dat Piff app, and I saw you're on Graf's mixtape.
Yeah.
The cover.
Shout out to Graf.
That's dope. That's
Graf,
big. How many videos
Graf.
Have you done with him?
My love, Graf.
How many videos you done with him?
Two, but one hasn't came out yet.
Which one is the one that you have posted of a picture?
In the bed, right?
No, that was another one. She had no bra on. I think she had like tape coming.
Oh my God.
You was like, this picture or this
Wait,
video.
Wait, am I popping up on his explorers or yours?
Oh, man, I actually follow you, so.
No, I follow you, but it's like, I go on a search all the time, and you're always on the main, page.
I didn't know that. I never use the search thing.
That's what you do, find some
shorties, okay. So you had a picture up, and you like had, you know, your nipples and stuff covered up, whatever, and it was like, this video is going to have me sleeping on the couch for 2 weeks. Whose video? Was that Graf's video or somebody else's?
No, that was not Graf's video. That was Lito, Sensato, and Tali. That was not Graf's video. That was
Keep your mouth close to the mic as possible. You can move it around however you need to.
Spanish rappers.
Oh, okay. Damn, dope. Yeah. They had that video lit, huh?
Yeah, it gets super lit.
They look like they lit.
When is that video coming out?
It comes out on like all these big pages all over Instagram.
It ain't out yet though, right?
No.
Okay. You gonna let us know when it's
they
out?
They still need to do one more scene and then they're done.
Okay. Are you in that scene or is this
No, I'm done. I already put in my work.
Get your lotion ready, yo.
Stupid.
The way you all excited, yo.
All I want to know is, you know what I'm saying, when it's coming out, that's it.
It's coming out soon. I think you're excited about my friend Mickey, the one I was rubbing her ass. Is that what it was?
No, I was really excited about you, but she was cool too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has a super, super cute body.
Wow, women are cute bodies. I gotta see this Mickey person. She's nice. She's nice looking.
Yeah, she looks.
Yeah,
good.
She's dope.
She's bad.
Yeah,
she's in a lot of videos too.
Is she from Connecticut?
New York City.
New York. Oh, so you like the plug? You need to plug this into these. We were just talking about it with our engineer. We're like, yo, we just interview too many niggas. Like,
yeah,
we need more females.
We do.
Not enough females doing something out here.
Yeah. You gotta interview my girl Jaynez then.
Well, you gotta put us on.
You know what?
Dominican from Waterbury doing her thing.
Let me show you something.
I got so many friends that are working. I don't hang out with like.
Gotta say it, bums.
People that are not doing anything with
that. She's not leveling up.
She said she don't chill with bums. That's what
she said. You're not leveling up your life. You can't hang around not Juana Fernandez.
No, I you know me. I like to work.
I reached out to her. Still haven't got a response.
Oh my goodness, I got you.
She hasn't even seen it though.
She's a hardworking woman. Like she reminds me of myself a lot. That's why I can relate to her and we click.
Where?
Cause she's a go-getter.
Where?
She's never so. Like you tell her like switch something up so you could be doing something better and she does it.
Dope.
Oh.
So plug that. You know, plug that. Yeah. Let her know that we trying to.
I got
reach
you.
Out to her. I just wanted her because I saw she was Dominican.
No, I love what she's doing. She's doing something completely different.
Yeah, the video.
And she got the she can reach out to different audience. She could reach out to Spanish and African Americans, white, blacks, whatever.
Shit, you fucking see, right?
He looks excited.
You guys must see a lot of crazy things here. Huh?
Yeah. Somebody last time we was here, somebody just gave you the finger when they were walking
like,
by, right?
Yeah, he was like,
"How rude!"
I was like, "The fuck was that? Why you even know me, bro?"
Right, yeah, just put in my.
You guys are super friendly here.
Nah, Chris is part of the Creep Squad. He ain't trying to announce that. You want to announce that on the show today? You're part of the Creep Squad.
I'll be on Love & Hip Hop season 8 part of the Creep next Squad. Year with Rich and, and Cisco and them niggas.
Yeah,
you're going to be the super creep.
Yeah, hey, definitely super
creep.
Creep
Squad.
I would like that if they did a Connecticut one. I would like to be a part of like the Creep
really?
Squad. Yeah.
Connecticut. What's happening out here?
I don't know. I got to tell you a funny story, right? I'm some creepy shit, right? So I was going out to eat with somebody the other day, and so happened, like, you know, my kid's mom, who's obviously my ex, I had called her, like, yo, you know, have the kids
we had
do
to
it.
Put a disclaimer in there, yo. Like,
well, no, because this is a two-part story. So I called, and this is why I felt creepy, right?
Okay.
So I'm like, yo, what you doing? She's like, what the kids are doing? She's like, oh, you know, they're XYZ. She was like, I'm grabbing something to eat. So like, where you at? She was at Red Lobster, you know, just putting it out there. I was supposed to meet somebody at Red Lobster. So I was like, yo, let me call you back. I called. It was Nadia I was supposed to meet up there. I'm like, yo, we can't eat there. We got to go somewhere else. So she's like, yo, why? I was like, because my ex is there. I just think that's awkward. Y'all think that's awkward or
no?
Would you think that's awkward?
What?
If you're sitting down.
Shit like that.
If your ex is somewhere eating like and you're walking in there with somebody else.
It's
like,
called
you,
love.
Do I awkward? Like that?
Or do you think it's awkward?
I don't even want to be around that.
Okay, see? So I was like.
But I feel like. You're obviously not there for her.
Word.
It's just a coincidence you like to eat the same food.
Word. But what are the chances if I would have sat, like, let's say, in the table across from her?
I don't think it's that serious. You could just, and if that's the case, you could say, hey, man, could you mind putting me somewhere else?
That's what she's like. You could just told them to move somewhere else.
Yes, I did.
I don't know, man. I just thought that was weird.
You have this agenda on seeing somebody you know don't want to be around in the area?
Yeah. Why? So 2 days later, I'm going to, shout out to the art show that filmed my through Connecticut Arts Against Violence. I go into a restaurant downtown Bridgeport. It's a nice little Columbia spot. I like to, you know, I frequent there, you know, every now and then. So I walk in there. I see my ex, another ex, in there with her boyfriend. So I walked in. I was like, this is awkward because me and him like made eye contact. And I was like, I'm out of here. I just walked out. I was like, I can't.
I think you need
there.
To live somewhere else. You need to live here.
I probably do. But she don't even live around here. So I was like, why the fuck?
She do something for you? That girl, she do something for you?
What do you mean?
Like.
You still hitting it? You still getting received gifts?
Thank
something
you.
Like that?
Not now.
You're choking up right now, bro.
Hold on. Because you like.
Sweating and shit.
No, not now, but at a time
got,
that was.
You got
that
the ghost rider telling you what to say?
Hey, let me ask you a question, right?
There was a time where we were and he had her block me on social media.
Okay.
So that's where it was weird, like bumping into them there.
You just got to smile, bro.
Yeah, but I was like, yo, what if I sit down and eat this nigga try to run up on me when I try to eat my sandwich?
I don't think. Yo, people not like that, yo.
Nah, you bugging. Okay.
People not like. In a public vicinity? No, I don't think people not like that. Think about it. You in this. That's some Love & Hip Hop shit. So you mean
that's
why
I said
go
I should be on Love & Hip Hop.
That's just not gonna go down. You know why? Cops. I've been in the ratchet scene before. I was arrested, as you know. So it's like it's just nah. That's just not going down. Probably not with that shit.
I thought it was though.
Yeah, I love some Love & Hip Hop, huh?
Nah, I don't love Love & Hip Hop. That's ratchet. What I love is Papoose and Remy's relationship.
Yeah,
because it's showing that
they're dope.
Strong, powerful, and it's not all about ratchetness. I hate ratchet.
So speaking of love, you still got a boyfriend?
Oh, my God. I knew you were going to ask me that. I was like,
she was sitting on the way home, on the way over here. Chris was
like,
going to ask me, huh?
I was like, what am I supposed to say to that?
So you're not going to answer the question? We're going to leave it like that?
I have to answer questions?
I mean.
No, I don't think you should.
Do you or do you want, you don't want to answer the question? You don't
I
know?
Mean,
okay. All right. We can leave it like that. Because if you'd answered, yeah, we'd have
she's
to
still in a loving
have,
relationship.
We'll have to stop
it right now. It's a lovely relationship.
It's complicated.
Absolutely.
Oh, it's complicated.
Everything is so complicated. Even today was complicated. You saw how the wind was hitting us in our face?
Yeah, yeah, it looked good. It looked like a music video y'all was about to shoot.
We were dying out there.
It's like a Baywatch scene, winter edition.
All right, well, now you just throw me off. If I don't know if you got a boyfriend, I don't know how to ask these rest of these questions. So how did your complicated
situation... I never said I didn't.
All right, so your complicated situation. How did he feel after seeing that picture you posted up? Did you sleep on it? Oh, that's why. You ended up on the couch. Now y'all beefing? Because of that picture?
We beef every day. This is what relationships are.
Relationships are supposed to be beef.
Yeah, every day he's not going to like something I do every day. I'm not going to like something he does. And I just hate him, and he hates me, and then I love him.
But here's a serious question, though. That's life. I don't want to sound corny. You get in a relationship. Do you want to be as happy as can be for 8
I
want to
be
years?
As free as I can be.
I want to fucking argue and then.
You want to argue though?
I want to argue on one breath with you in the same time. Yo, get some good sex out of it. Yo, I love you. Yo.
I think arguing is. I mean, it's become the
it's
norm.
Part of, it's part of a building stage. I mean, if you don't argue with somebody, then you don't really know what's the right and wrong things to say to somebody.
What is an argument?
A little debate, maybe a little
screaming,
debate.
Yelling, maybe, throwing stuff.
Maybe I said it wrong.
Juana,
a debate,
because we niggas. I don't care how you argue. Okay. Juana, how do you argue? You throwing shit?
I don't get that mad.
You look like when you argue, definitely just it's pure Spanish, 100% Spanish, right?
No.
How many cabrones you throw out there?
I'm trying to look really innocent right now.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so we're gonna get. How about you? You argue? She don't want to talk either. What's up with y'all? Last time you came, you was mad open.
I'm still open.
Okay,
I just
know.
I don't want to be too open, and then my shit is.
All right, here's something I don't understand. Let me ask this question.
To me or to her?
Two females.
Yeah, we don't have this often. Right. So
ask us female questions. Stop asking us niggas questions.
No, that's a female. Right. I want to know how you argue as a female. You throwing shit?
It just depends on how I feel at the time. I could, if I'm really angry, then I'm going full force. Yeah.
But
if I'm feeling like relaxed that morning and I just I'm not that angry, I could pretend that everything is okay.
All right, hold on. So all right, let me just get to the point. Right,
I was gonna ask a question too. So
hold on, let me get this out because it's connected to this. So like when we last saw you long ass time ago, right? We had like one of the biggest questions was like, yo, how does your boyfriend feel about some of the things you do, right? And now you're saying, like, now you just want to be as
honestly,
free as can be.
Yeah, because...
Has that changed, though?
I've been in this relationship for a long time, and I just feel like if at this point he doesn't trust me, and especially with all the things that I do, then he's not for me.
Okay. So you don't got to get deep into it because it's not about to fix your relationship
that's
problems.
That's what I'm saying.
No, but what I want to know is that's the dynamic,
this is,
though.
You don't have the solution, Chris.
This is the world.
No, I don't want the solution.
This is the world that I'm living in the entertainment business, and that person has to be really strong mentally and emotionally.
So that's my question,
though. Because
niggas
will try to hurt your feelings just like they try to hurt mine.
That's my question, though, right? Because last time you was here, you mentioned how supportive he is, and he be telling you, like, yo, go do this, go do that. So that's basically not the case anymore.
You're just digging.
I'm just trying to get it. Yo, I don't dance, mommy, so we're going to keep dancing. You just going to answer the question.
No, I'm giving you like an overall answer. Okay. I just gave you an overall answer that everyone goes through, you know?
I'm not asking everyone, though. Yeah. I'm asking the shorty that got tattooed on my arm. That's who I'm asking.
I love your...
No, I can't.
I love your interview. I think
and you have a little...
A little what?
Hostile...
No, I just wanted to get to it because that's one thing that I think I left last interview, which again was a long time ago.
It's been a while. Like I was gonna actually play it on my way up here so I could remember what the fuck I said that long ago.
No, it was a good one.
I was like, you know what? Let me be who I am now and talk about the things that's going on now.
There you go.
Know?
That was right. That's my point, though.
This is now, and that's why I'm like giving you overall answers so that you could see that
you're playing it super safe. Last time you came, you wasn't safe. I don't know.
Yeah, but I was super single back then.
No, you had your boyfriend at that time.
No, I didn't.
You claimed him.
Well.
Okay, yeah, this is shit. Right. This is going down.
We're gonna
get off. We're gonna get off that.
Let's just end it with everyone should just be
love is
free.
Love.
Everybody
love
should
love.
Be free
That's
as possible. Just, so if you listen to this,
just
be free.
Able to wake up every day and make your own decisions.
Exactly.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Now,
still answering my question, but we'll talk off the air.
Now, this is different. Like, what is it about FaceTiming men in the morning? Like,
oh my God. You asking the wrong person.
Oh, because you don't do that.
She's a G, my nigga. She,
yeah,
I FaceTime guy friends, yeah, and girlfriends, yeah.
In the morning, though? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Why not? You don't?
you know, like I'm corny, I guess you could say. I'm more with the texting and calling.
I don't know what your life is like. At all.
And we don't know what yours is like because you're being massive.
You tell me your life and then I'll tell you mine.
Oh, no, I just...
Because you was about to get in there.
No, like a lot of female friends, like to, you know, like the FaceTime in the morning. I'm like, I'm not saying I'm not with that. I'm like, what is it with trying to fit? You want to see me? Like, why? Like, I don't understand what FaceTiming in the morning. I don't get it.
If it's a shorty that you fucking with or a friend?
It's all friends. It's all friendship. You know? Okay. But it's like the, I'm not a FaceTimer guy, though.
Why not? I don't know.
I'm corny. I'm real. I like even with sex. I'm not the nigga that's gonna all like.
Right, this just got weird.
I'm just telling you what type of person.
Just look at her when you say the word sex.
Let him tell you
exactly
what he wants.
Exactly.
Talk about it.
Thank you.
Oh, she want you to talk, but she like skirting through my answers. All right, I got it wrong. Tell me about your sex life. I'm just saying,
like, I'm as boring as my sex life. Like, I'm not the guy that's gonna sit here and like role play, let you tie me up and do some wild shit. I'm corny. I get straight to the nitty gritty and that's it.
You better let.
I don't know why I'm not.
She's reserved today. She's very reserved.
It's supposed to be, man.
Nah, she wasn't like that last show.
I have grown, sir.
Just get closer to
my changed a lot, my nigga. Come on.
I have grown a lot.
Yeah. Wow,
that's good, though. That's good.
It's been a long time. I mean, come on.
It's been how long?
Like a year and a half.
Almost 2 years.
Nah.
Yes.
No.
We had Juana Fernandez.
It was episode 17. It was like November, some shit like that. I don't know, somewhere around there.
You sure?
It's like a year and a half. Yeah.
How many episodes y'all got already?
This is 82.
82?
Yeah.
You were 17. Shout out to you for believing in us and coming on super early. That's definitely dope.
That's so vision.
So this is a new...
And look at y'all. Y'all got like... equipment in here. You got a nice TV, which is not on, but it's nice in here. Y'all be rapping and stuff?
I don't. You want to rap?
No, I don't know how to rap.
Oh, I don't either. He knows how to rap.
I can only sing.
You can sing?
No, in the shower.
Oh, okay.
Anybody can sing in the shower.
Do you FaceTime in the shower?
Yes.
Okay.
I guess I gotta get open with the FaceTime.
I got an iPhone 7.
Oh, excuse me.
Hey, guess what?
Okay.
I'll bring it in the pool. I bring it to the water parks.
Water resistance.
You know, we definitely should have had liquor here, yo.
I know. You're so corny. I'm never coming back.
No, we're gonna have you come back again.
Next time, give me a heads up who's coming here, so maybe
You know what's different though? I remember it because last time you came, it was nighttime, so you already
and
went
it was
through
raining.
Your day.
It was so scary.
Yeah, so I mean, but you were a little bit more open last time. Now I feel like you like kind of like
come on, stop
up.
It. I just can't be too open.
All right. I agree.
You can't tell everybody everything, right?
Yeah. Why?
Huh?
For what? You guys see enough of me, though, on Instagram.
I don't go on Instagram enough, though.
Yeah, I'm not.
When I go on Instagram, it's the post.
I put up a lot of stuff about my life. Like, I'm always putting up pictures that are important, like my kids, my work,
absolutely,
which is the things that matter to me.
Absolutely.
And then once in a while, like, I put up dumb shit, like, just looking cute, like, playing with my hair. But that's, like, on the InstaSnap that it deletes.
Yeah.
Because don't nobody want to see that forever.
You don't know that. Some crazy people out here that would.
But I hope that they're not looking at me. Like, stay over there.
So let's talk about this new Juana, this quiet, reserved one.
Oh my God, I'm super open.
What's been going on?
What do you want to know?
Huh?
What do you really want to know?
You got a boyfriend? I was like, that was it. Like,
somebody get his.
What if I was trying to shoot my shot? You just threw off my whole game, man.
I bet you have a poster of Juana Fernandez in your room.
Get the fuck out of here! That'd be super creepy. Unless she sent it to me or something like that.
Unless I'm selling it, you better be buying it. No, not yet.
You want to?
Once my name is known a little more, I think I will start doing stuff like that. And
I feel like you're pretty much there.
Yes,
no?
But I as a person, I think I could get a lot bigger than that. You know, before I had 100, I almost have 100,000 followers, but before I did, I really thought that was so much. And now that I have, it's like,
it's not enough.
This is not shit. This is like nothing. Yeah. What the fuck is this?
Shout out to the people like me with under 1,000 followers.
Like, dead ass, I feel like now I understand when like rich people say, like, when you have all this money, like, you're like, okay, nothing has changed.
Yeah,
because like people see me out and they be like, oh my God, Juana, can I take a picture of you? And oh my God, you're inspiring me so much. And I'm just like, yo, this is what I'm doing every day.
Yeah.
I'm being a mom. I'm bringing my kids to do fun things. I'm always like working around them. They're not even noticing everything that I'm doing. But I'm super, like, always busy, you know?
That's dope.
Yeah, and
that's
people, dope. Like, they see that. Like, they see that I'm doing that. And they're just like, damn, like, how do you do it? And I'm like, yo, if you love something, you're going to find ways to do it.
Exactly.
Like, you're not going to just wake up today and be like, hey, I'm famous and rich. Yeah, and I'm in this TV show and I'm doing this with my life, you know?
Some people get lucky, though. Some people get lucky, though.
Yeah, but I think they got to be in the right place and they got to see the right people. Or something has to happen. It just doesn't.
Yeah, we get this a lot. So,
hi, kids.
Yeah, we get this a lot.
I wish I was that kid earlier when I was walking by.
You know how inspiring this is going to be for these kids? No, like, I could do what they do.
But yeah, back to like my everyday move. Like, dude, I'm on set sometimes for like 13 hours, and my kids don't even realize that the next day when I wake them up to go to school. Like, and staying focused in the gym. You know how many... that's backlash. That's how you call it when they say bad things about you.
Yep.
Yeah. Like I get a lot of that, and I'm just like, why?
What do you look?
Why you hate me so much? Why? Because I'm still getting booked, and I'm fat. Like supposedly how you say.
Yes.
Like why does it hurt your feelings so much?
Because you're popping and they're not.
I'm like, yo, you know what? I wake up every day and I still have the same problems you do. I have to wake my kids up. I have to be a good mom. I have to go to work. I have to cook. Like, I do the same shit you do. Why are you so mad at me?
I want to talk about some of that backlash.
Popping.
Some of that backlash.
But why do
people come at you the way they do, yo?
I just think that, like, they just so mad because I'm actually finding solutions to my problems. Like, I feel like I get hated on sometimes because I gain weight and I lose it. So fucking wild. Like, this is what people go through every day.
You look good, though.
This is my... I look good. I know I look good. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
I'm trying to shoot my shot.
I know I look good, but... It makes it more challenging when people are coming at you about your flaws that you already know, but you're working on.
Yeah.
But you're just like, damn, like, why are you so mad? Let me work on this. You focus on your shit so you can win.
Somebody's always going to say something, though. You're never going to be in a place, in a space where they're not going to say nothing. To be honest with you, when they're saying I want
something that they don't have. And I walk in somewhere and people are going to notice me.
Yeah.
Not because of what I'm wearing, not because of how I look, but because of who I am.
You have it. Yeah.
That ass.
Yeah.
I have that it. Like,
so that thing you have that they don't, is it a boyfriend?
Oh, God. This fucking...
You,
oh, God.
You just ruined this moment.
I had to, you know, I thought I was about to hug or something. It got real serious. No, I'm going to talk about this backlash that, like, and I think you handled it really good. I was on your IG
the
other
some
day.
Days when I'm, like, fucking pissed off about it, but you know what I do? I go to the gym and I fucking beat it up.
That's right.
On the fucking machines, because when I'm done, I've been like, damn, I look so good, and why do I let people, like, make me feel like this today.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, maybe because I'm having a bad day. I'm going to
just use the
chill
block,
back.
Just use the block button. That's it. As soon as they say something,
I do block, but like right now I'm working towards something really big. I can't talk about it on the show. But I'm working on my reflex. My, how they call that on Instagram?
Say it in Spanish.
Bounce back. Like, ¿cómo que se llama eso?
I don't speak Spanish, by the way.
He's Panamanian.
When you go back at the person, ¿cómo se llama eso?
Your response?
Yeah, like I just want to be a savage now. Like I'm tired of being nice and like deleting it and blocking people. Like now I'm practicing. I'm coming back at people.
If it's a guy,
I'm not talking about. I'm talking about everybody. Even the guys that act like women.
That's what I'm gonna tell you. Just tell them to eat a dick. That's like the most disrespectful. Tell them to go fuck their mom.
I feel like people are going
to
say
no,
shit.
No, I'm just going to keep posting and I'm just going to keep winning because they can't.
Just tell them to eat
a dick.
What
you do.
They're not going to bother you.
That's
no
how
more.
You get at them. Just keep posting.
Yo,
and
I'm going to
keep
winning.
Leveling up. Keep leveling up. That's all.
Tell them to eat a dick. That's it. Know how disrespectful that is?
Seriously, like, I'm still getting, like, people sending me, like, work, you know? And when I'm on stage and I'm there for like a certain amount of hours and I'm fucking tired and just like exhausted and I see these comments, I'm just like, yo, you know how tired I am today? Like, I still gotta go home and do homework with my kids and put them to bed and you over here talking about me, how I look. Oh. Bitch, I'm so tired, I don't even have time to talk to you right now. Like,
I seen last time you came here, it was somebody talking about your walls. This time somebody was talking about your curtains or
oh my God, I have a house, like, dude. Go get a like you know how hard it is ¿cómo que llama eso? to put that, in a lot of stuff in a house that you just get.
Yeah.
I just got this house in June. We're almost in June, but it's almost a year, but it's a lot to do to
it's a
house.
It's a process.
It's
absolutely
a project. Yeah. You gotta buy furniture, you gotta set up, you I'm busy 24/7. I have no time to
need
even fart.
You need assistance.
I need a what?
An assistant.
I'm not there yet, but
you seem like you're ready. to prep it a little bit.
I want, like a shadow. I'm waiting for the big things to come at one. I don't. I want to keep working, being busy until that one big thing comes, and then.
You don't want to at least have a close friend like her, for instance. Like,
oh no, my friend is always there for me. She's the best.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's free too. Sorry, best friend.
Well, you should practice, you should practice that like, if she's your assistant. That you have her take care.
No, but you know what? I feel like honestly, it's gonna be a team. Once it gets to that point, it's gonna be a team because it's gonna be people that I love. Because those are the people that have been watching me and watching all my hard work.
Yeah.
And once I make it to that level. This was all worth it, you know, and I'm with the right people right now. They're not just coming along when I'm like super rich, and I'm not saying I'm broke.
You're not. We know you're not broke.
Well, you're not broke. You just say you have a house.
Yeah, I have yet to get a house.
Come on,
so.
Don't worry about my shades. Worry about getting a house. Or worry about getting something. So, please.
I think you should do posters on that. Like,
do those comeback. You guys
do those comeback posts. Like, you worrying about me?
Yeah,
do
but
you
I'm
have
not.
A house?
I don't have time for that, baby. Like,
so don't do
I'm
it.
I'm so busy.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah. I'm just at. Como que dice? Like, I'm just putting things out there that happen to me every day.
Word.
This is Juana Fernandez day every day. Shit.
Well, let's move over to something more positive, like your sneaker collection.
Oh, my God.
I love the sneakers you got on right now.
Thank you. I just got these.
Yeah, very nice.
They're so cute, right?
She got the Cherry 13s on for people who are listening and not watching.
Those are the very first J's that I started in fifth grade, and it kept my fucking addiction up. I bought those, like, last week. So.
No, in that same picture.
And do you still have them, like the ones that you had when you were in fifth grade?
Hell no. You know what happened to them? I'm going to tell you what happened to them. Blackham High School, Blackham Elementary. In the summertime, summer camp, you will always get thrown in the pool with your sneakers on. It didn't matter.
Oh, so they were nasty.
I'm about to cry.
I'm just saying,
I've been the same sneaker size since I was like maybe like 13 years old.
I'm the same sneaker size.
You like
it's
size,
so sad.
Like
I could have sneakers for like 7 years. I'm a 5.5.
Oh,
and sometimes 6.
But let me tell you how dedicated I was to those sneakers. I was thrown in the pool. My father threw them away. I went back into the garbage and picked them up out of the garbage and still wore them.
Did he just go get you that? Or no?
Yeah.
Oh, all right, cool.
No, you can, did he?
Not even.
What the fuck? Why you just said that for?
You want me to go get it?
Can you get her something to drink? I mean, I'll give her my Powerade, but you know.
No.
Yeah, it's too much. So just get her something.
Thank you.
She think I'm going to act like. Ask her like for a hand in marriage
fucking fire between us
by the time this shit ends.
You crazy.
Well, okay. Well, Roman's out of here, so now it's time for me to ask you a real serious question. Uh-huh. You have a boyfriend?
Yo, you are so funny.
All right, so I mean, what's the plan for Juana Fernandez in 2017? You've done a lot of shit, and I think you don't give yourself enough credit, though.
I don't want to give myself no credit for nothing until I'm where I want to be. I don't want to give myself no credit, so I don't sit here and stop working hard.
Word.
I never feel like I'm doing too much. I'm my worst critic. I'm my biggest, like, you need to go do better, you know? Like.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. I was dying over here. He's asking me about boyfriends and this and that. So thirsty.
He definitely trying.
Oh,
to
I'm so thirsty, or are you so thirsty?
Nah, they both. You thirsty too, bro.
That's a question. If I don't ask the questions, you know what I'm saying? Like
you attacking the question.
No, man, I gotta ask.
You can't attack our.
I just posted a video up of her, and somebody asked me, like, "Yo,
who is that?
Who is that? She got a man?
That joint with the bad.
Yo, I feel like Atlanta's worse with that shit, yo.
What?
Atlanta's worse with that shit.
Where what?
Bagging on women, trying to get a woman. Mm. It's worse in Atlanta than it is out here. So, you got any topics for us? We talking?
I'm just shooting this shit with Juana, man. Just trying to find out what's next for her.
I just told you I'm working on something big.
Yeah, she just mentioned that already.
But right? I was just telling him too. Like I'm always working, even when I'm not working. Like. Yeah. I sleep and dream about things that I could do to change myself. Like lately, my newest thing is to in my notes to add at least 5 things that I think I could come up with that people need. Like I be watching a lot of Shark Tank. Shut up.
Shout out to Shark Tank.
There's a new one coming out with the basketball players.
I'm always asking myself like, what can I do to become rich? You know, like what can I like 5 ideas at least a day? You know,
yeah,
at least 5.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just want to make it. I just want to I don't want it to be that the only source of way that I'm going to make it, you know? Like, yeah. I want to have businesses. I want to have Juana Fernandez products, but not yet, you know? Like, I'm not there yet. I want to be big. I want all the money. I don't want a little bit.
Why do you feel like you're not there yet?
I don't want to give myself that much credit. People give it to me, and yeah. I'd be like, no, calm down. Like, I'm just Instagram famous, you know? This is just Instagram.
No, I feel like you're actually doing
something. I'm working hard, but you're going to see that coming soon.
But that's the point, though.
It's all going to work. And people work forever, dude. This is not easy. I chose the hardest thing there is to want to do, you know, is to be a successful model.
You will, though.
In this industry.
You know how many are, you know? There are? You will.
There is.
You got it.
It's just they make it hard for us because they're over here doing the wrong things.
Yeah. I feel like Connecticut is
and doing free work. Like, yeah, what are you doing? Please don't do that.
That's the biggest thing.
You're fucking up my shit.
Yeah,
you know
the free shit, and that's
please.
You gotta get rid of that.
And everybody like call themselves hosting. Why are you hosting? Like, what are you hosting?
Yeah,
like,
are you
who
doing?
Are you?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, don't fuck it up for us, yes. The ones that are hosting for real and getting paid for it.
I say as a business.
Everybody's
person,
hosting. Like, what are you?
Yeah,
who
it's
are
true.
You?
You're right. You're
What's
right.
your name? And everybody's. Yeah. Doing like the same thing, but you gotta really show me like the work. Like, don't say that you're getting all this and all this work, but I don't see no money. I don't see you showing
exactly.
nothing. You know,
yeah.
I'm showing you a house. Maybe it doesn't have curtains in it, but I'm showing you that I have a fucking house and that my kids are always happy and that I'm always in videos and I'm always promoting clothes. And
you seem always happy. You seem you're always smiling. So
I am.
Yeah.
I try to be.
Enjoy.
I try to be.
So did you hear the Nicki Remy beef? Do you want anything about this?
I heard that this morning. Remy did.
What's your take
on
that?
She went hard.
Right?
You think so?
Yes. She hit every little angle of Nicki Minaj's life.
Yeah,
I was just like, wow.
Yeah. Does Nicki come back or does Nicki not?
If Nicki doesn't come back, she's gonna look real stupid. Cause these are all things that everybody's been asking themselves.
But what do you do when you're Nicki though? Like,
I think she don't.
But we
she's
see
not
it. But
right
we
now.
See it. But we don't talk about it. But
I mean,
I don't think she's gonna respond to it now.
She's not gonna respond.
She's a lot bigger than Remy though.
Yeah. Oh, well, Remy,
right?
But
a lot more money.
The streets got Remy.
The streets got Remy,
and Remy was
established in a time where music actually mattered, and there was actually album sales. Like, I mean,
Remy's
Lean
got
Back
a different situation.
Was one of
though,
the biggest
know?
Songs when it came out. It was number one for 49 weeks straight. Like,
Remy.
That doesn't happen.
Yeah, Remy.
So
Remy
it is, like, I mean, she lost her career when she was at the top.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So she don't have the money Nicki Minaj got, but she got the reputation that, you know, she's a beast.
She came out of jail all
Remy,
the way up.
Remy's crazy.
She's a beast.
She don't play.
She comes out of jail all the way up. That's a Grammy.
Grammy nominated.
Yeah.
Still, she's doing her thing. That's dope.
But I still don't think Nicki's going to respond.
And then her last line in that verse.
Yeah, she body just got, by love of hip hop.
By love of hip hop. Yeah, love of hip hop bitch. Like, damn.
Drops mic. But I feel like.
Sorry, Nicki.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I just hope that.
And she made Safari more famous. Thank you.
I know, right?
That nigga is always going to be winning. Even if he win Nicki or not.
He's a clown.
At this point, is Nicki worth grabbing up? Like, is she worth, like, you know?
She's not going back for Safari, though. Not after this.
But I'm just saying, like, is she worth, like, she got body by a loving hip hop bitch. Is it worth, like, having her on your arm now at this point? And if you're an artist.
Yeah, you're going so low. You're
still worth it. You sure?
Of course.
Because now we live in a modern day world of memes. Where memes, you're fucked up every day.
This is gonna
fuck with her every
Meek
day.
Meek took
dog.
The biggest L of his career, and he was on every meme you could think of. He's being clowned, and he had what everybody would say probably up till yesterday the baddest bitch in the game. So it doesn't.
And she the baddest bitch in the game though.
No, don't do that though, because that's what everybody else is doing now, trying to act like she wasn't the baddest.
But
I never said she was the baddest bitch.
I don't think she is, but I'm sure a lot of people thought she was up till yesterday.
They're representing totally different women, but in the same in the same hip hop world,
mm-hmm.
but. The way that they look, the way that they act, the rap, everything is completely different.
See, the only thing I don't know why, like, the whole the fake ass shit, right? Like, if everybody's
ass mother.
No, because I don't know why everybody's so surprised. Like, she talked about her ass. If you thought Nicki's ass was real, you're crazy. But then the wild shit is that Remy Ma got implants on her titties. So what's the difference?
Well,
I don't know that.
You can tell, my nigga. Like, look at her when she first got out of jail.
An ass looks super different when it's fake, but boobs just look perky and nice.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, her first 2 minutes or like a minute and a half, where she was just talking about Nikki's ass. That's it. The whole 1 minute and a half.
Well, it was a bar though. It made sense.
No, it was. Just,
I know
it made sense.
It was just still talking about her ass. No, she said before her surgery, she looked like SpongeBob. She talked about
that
her,
was funny.
Her
though.
That was hilarious. Hilarious.
You gotta be petty dying. With bars, dog.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Missing my point though. I'm not talking about bars.
Point?
I'm talking about why. Like,
why you mad?
She's talking about. She's talking about. No, not listen to my point. She's talking about Nikki's ass, which is fake, and then she has fake titties. So what? At what point is there a difference? Because her implant exploded.
It,
that's the only difference.
Yeah, I get it.
That's the only shot. I feel like, okay, you know,
double standard. Like, that's
big deal.
But again, these are females though, so you're gonna expect this. That petty shit like
no,
that.
No, but honestly, like I'm glad Remy said that because I feel like honestly, like real ass need to come back.
Yes,
I agree. I agree.
I'm so tired. I probably said this last show. Like, ugh, that shit is so disgusting.
You did say it last show.
I mean, it looks good, but is that what we want? Our world to look like
fake
20 years
Barbie.
From now.
Barbie
what happened to work now and looking good that way, you know? Yeah. I mean, shit.
Well, shout out to the real asses coming back.
Hell
it's definitely
yeah.
Gonna come back.
It's about time.
It was just weird anyway. You see like a thigh, like, you
it
know.
It looks so perfect and beautiful, though. I'm not going to lie to you.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. I never liked
it. I like
it.
Rubbing on it.
All right.
Well, fake ass?
Yeah, look, it feels good.
I mean, but with that meat
but
bar.
But I wouldn't want my ass to be fake.
I mean, with that meat bar line thrown in there, I don't think that really, a fake ass
you're
is
still
even
so
worth
mad
having.
About all that.
No, I'm not mad. It's just like, to have, like, the meat couldn't hit it for a amount of time. Like,
for 3 months.
Is that ass shot really worth it then?
No, but he's a clown, though.
Well, it's her ass at the end of the day. It's
is he
not
petty?
Like it's a
yes,
fake
he's
ass.
Petty.
I mean, it's a fake ass, but
is.
It's her ass. She she bought it. It's on her.
No, he's a clown because, like, when everybody was talking about, like, yo, Meek, you mad dumb, like, you cheated on Nicki Minaj, he should have just been like, well, her implant busted and I couldn't fuck her for 3 months,
maybe,
so I cheated on
he
her.
Maybe he didn't want to say it like that. I don't know. I don't know the situation at hand, but.
I don't know. He
like I like where it's going, though. So, I mean.
Hip-hop is back.
Yeah, finally. Yeah.
All right, so let's. Valentine's Day just came and went. So what is the expectation for somebody like you? Like, what do you expect from a guy to treat you on Valentine's Day? And what do you give as a woman to a guy? Like, you,
I don't
this,
answer
this is overall, this is hypothetical. I'm not asking what did you actually do on Valentine's. I'm asking what is the expectation from Juana Fernandez to a nigga? Whether that be the current guy or somebody else.
Yeah.
And then what do you offer to a guy? Because that's the thing, like everybody says Valentine's Day is kinda like a female holiday. Like I've never received no gifts on Valentine's.
No? Why?
I just never.
You never been with a girl on Valentine's?
I never have either.
Yeah.
And she never gave you nothing.
Besides some lingerie, some like sexy lingerie, some shit like that.
Cheap.
Like or like but I'm saying is like I've gotten a cell phone before, like on Valentine's. Like it's all right,
okay.
that's a regular gift. Like I didn't have to wait to this day or something like that.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, what is your expectation from a nigga, and then what do you give to a nigga?
You don't write questions anymore, huh? We can't even look at them.
No. When people hit me
come
up.
Come over here and like.
People hit me up like,
me
yo,
questions.
can you send me the questions? I'm
you
like, no.
Tell them. Listen to our previous episode.
That's why I tell everybody. Listen to the episode.
I was gonna ask you, but then I was like, nah, because he's gonna try to play me and send me the wrong thing.
I definitely would have sent you whatever I sent you, like whatever was in the first one that we did. So I mean, that's a fair question though. I'm not asking what did you do on Valentine's general.
So. I'm pretty simple Valentine's Day. I always make it about my kids. It's so sad.
Still,
like
okay. No. Let's not talk about the kids.
I'm so serious.
No, that's good. I'm happy for you. We're not talking about the kids though. You're with the guy. Let's say pretend you're with Rome, right? Next Valentine's Day comes up. What do you expect from him being a nigga? What do you expect from him?
I definitely
on
expect
Day?
A gift.
What kind of gift?
I don't give people an empty handed now.
Something, anything. I don't know. Something that I deserve. Like or what? That I need. Like, oh, give me a toolbox. I need a toolbox, bro.
That's the first time I've heard a girl say that.
Never
shit.
Heard a toolbox.
I respect that. I respect
shit together.
Seriously, like, I love putting shit together. So, I want gifts that I need. Don't give me, like, something that I wouldn't want. Like, what don't I like?
But I feel like, what do like?
Give me something I need, basically. Like, I need a toolbox right now.
So if your boyfriend pulled up with Rome in this scenario, came home Valentine's Day with a balloon tied up on a toolbox, you're happy with that gift? Like,
yeah,
you're like,
I'll
oh,
be
thanks,
super
baby.
Happy. I'll be like, yes, now I can fix my stuff, like my shaky dresser.
She's happy because
or,
of it's dope. She's happy
or my
of
shaky
my,
chair,
you
know, like where I put my makeup on.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because I'm not that small, but when I sit on it, it always shakes, and I have to keep
you
like.
The, tighten the
Yeah, and I screws. Think maybe I just need like somebody real strong to do it. Because when I do it,
yeah.
I don't think I tighten enough because it always comes loose.
All right, so make sure next year you get her two boxes.
Two boxes.
So, all right, yeah, so him being your boy, like your pretend boyfriend in this scenario, what do you get him for Valentine's Day?
Anything he needs, like anything he's ever talking about. Like if Rome says, damn, like, fuck, I need this. It's coming out soon. A jacket. Rome is cold. He has an old jacket. Yeah, he needs a new jacket. Like, I would try to get things that the person needs, too.
Okay.
Because I don't want to waste my money.
Nah, hell yeah.
No, I'm just asking because I feel like a lot of females, they think pussy is a gift on Valentine's. And
that shouldn't be a gift.
That's what I'm saying.
You're crazy
like,
as hell.
That should be random.
You need to buy
random
something.
Wednesday, random Monday. Like, it shouldn't be on Valentine's. Like, oh, you shaved again? Like, okay. Okay,
it to you like in a little, she leaves a little bit of hair and like she puts like cool designs on it.
Would that be
a gift?
I'm not with that. At all.
I've had a dope gift. not with that.
I don't want to see 3 slashes in your pussy hair. Like,
oh shit.
Like, we wilding out tonight. We got 3 slashes.
I watch porn, a lot of porn.
And I watch porn too, yeah.
And I be loving like when they have
now.
Like the. I'm not that open.
We're going to redo the show. We're going to start now. This is all just.
I'm drinking water, thanks to you.
Yeah. I apologize. Yeah, we could definitely have you back again with real drinks.
But yeah, I be watching porn and I love when they're like pussies be looking like really pretty with the like different designs.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't mind like the like cool different ones. I don't like hair edge.
The cool different ones.
Yeah, super bushy. That's too like old school for me. Shave that, please.
I haven't met an old school lady yet. Like, I met one probably like a couple years ago.
But there's dudes that like that. They ask you to do shit like that.
No, that's not.
They be like, can you let it grow, please? I'm like, why would you ever ask me some nasty shit like that?
That's crazy. They like hairballs, obviously. But
that's disgusting.
All right, since y'all want to talk about sex and this and that, like, do you guys like it hairy or not hairy?
If it's too much, I'll say something. But I mean, I'm sure
it's if it's somebody that you've been with for a long time, obviously, if it's winter time, it doesn't matter.
I don't give a fuck.
You shouldn't even
what season it is. I don't give a fuck what season it is.
Yo, you're
that's
savage.
Not an excuse.
It's too savage.
That's not an excuse.
Well,
no, no.
I mean, I
slack with the legs and the arms sometimes.
Nah,
even
that's your pretend boyfriend.
Well, I don't complain like that. I mean, if it's something real serious, I'll say like, yo, you don't think you should da da da. But it's like it won't even be like in a. It's more of a like, yo, you don't think you should. I don't know how to say it.
Rome, do I look like I'm high maintenance? Like,
yeah, you are. You are, but it's a good.
I'm not.
It's a good,
I'm such a homebody. Like, but when I dress up, I like to look good.
But you kind of want somebody that, in a sense, where like, okay, like going out, like I can go out with you like this.
Mm-hmm.
You look dope.
Thank you.
Look fire. You know, some people don't like really care too much when they go outside.
Yeah.
What they look like, so it's like,
yeah, but
you
that's
want
different kind
that,
of people. They don't get embarrassed to go outside and like look. Like that. Yeah. Like, I will be like, hell no, I'm not getting out this car. I got chancletas on and my toes are not done. No, I can't. I'm sorry.
Nah, I feel you.
Like, I'm not going nowhere.
That's high maintenance, though. That's a good high maintenance, though. Like, you care about how you look. That's dope.
Yeah.
You want somebody to care how they look. I mean, I don't want to walk with somebody with ashy ankles. I'm like, yo, you coming out like that?
Like, I feel like, I tell my kids this all the time, too. Like, I feel like they should know in the morning what you should do. Like, you should brush your teeth, you should brush your tongue, you should do your hair, you should put lotion on, you should put deodorant. Like,
agreed.
These are things that, like, you have to do every day.
Yeah,
like,
you're right.
I'm talking about, like, deeper than that, like,
sneakers.
Like, caring, yeah, like.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Like,
though.
When I'm home, I don't care.
But I still feel like
I look good. It's so weird. I feel like feeling the prettiest when I'm cleaning and shit.
I don't know with you. I feel like anything you put on, I don't know.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm not trying to be corny or not, but I feel like anything you put on is gonna work because, I don't know, it just works.
Thank you. So sweet.
Some people, you have that, like, you could just throw something on and it's like, oh, it compliments you.
But don't get me wrong. I do that shit in my personal time. I don't want nobody to see me like that.
Well,
but we see you like that on Instagram.
Yes, but you're looking at a picture, and I'm giving you my angles, not the ones you want. Like, fuck
word,
that.
Word,
like,
word.
You're not going to see my crazy hair in the back or whatever.
Girl, I'll be like, girl, please. I'm like, worry about your little crazy hair.
Word. All right, so we have the segment that we do. It's called Shit I Don't Like.
Mm.
And I feel like you have some shit you don't like.
Like what?
Like, I don't know anything. You can say you don't like me. I don't know. Whatever.
I don't like that you... Well, you
go ahead. Tell me. tell me what you don't like.
I was going to tell you earlier.
You going to record this shit?
No fucking yeah, brother.
Tell me what you don't
all
like,
right,
Vada.
So give me an example.
Some shit you don't like, you want to talk about? Oh, you don't. So I should have just scrapped. Do you have something?
No, I'm gonna say something.
Something I don't like is when I go to the gym and somebody's next to me, and they literally wait for me to get off the machines.
Yeah.
And then
it?
They just. No. No. I hope they're not that creepy. They get on it just to fucking text and.
Okay, that's fair.
And like, no. Call somebody. Like, call that shit later.
Word.
And what I like to do is in between my workouts, I do push-ups. Like, I do 10 push-ups.
Okay.
And then I go to the other machine, I do 10 push-ups and I, whatever. And I get off and I'm going back to it and they're like on their phone. Why are you doing that? Like, do you guys think that's cool?
No, it's not. So cool. You don't like people going to the gym to talk on the phone, and they should be going to gym to do gym
I'm
shit.
Not saying I'm not the fucking boss of the gym. You should be, like, working out every second, but
that's what it's for.
Be
yeah.
respectful. Because yeah. I be texting, too, but after I put in my work.
Put the workout, yeah.
Work.
Yeah. You know?
What you got, Rome?
Shit I don't like. Please, if you're in the gym. Please don't walk around butt naked. I do not need to see
why?
Your
fucking
ass.
Damn, that's a fact.
I like that.
I don't want to fucking see you, dog. Like, don't. Like,
that's a fact.
Here's the worst thing. Here's the worst thing. Like, you chilling after hard workout, you getting dressed, and they come out butt fucking naked, and they go put their hands on their waist, like, ha. So how about those? I'm like, nigga.
Yo, that's a
that.
Fact.
Like,
that's
no,
a fact.
Put some fucking yo. Like, nah. Like, we're not talking about that.
All right, so we're gonna stick with the gym theme. That's some shit I really
put
don't
some
like.
Fucking
I've
clothes
definitely been
on,
in gym
yo,
before. Look. Niggas is just they cool just having they you know they dicks out and having
yo,
full blown conversations.
I think that's so cool to be so free spirit like that. Yeah. Well, you guys,
if you were a guy, you wouldn't want to be around 10 dicks in the locker room.
My friend likes capping on dude. So like he's a dude that's gonna like if you butt nigga, he's observing you. He's gonna talk shit about you. This is how free he is. So he's like yo. Yo, my nigga, you're not even packing. I'm like, yo,
what?
Really, dog? Like, you really got to be like that? But, yeah, like,
All right, so shit I don't like is that, and this sounds kind of dumb, it's almost redundant, but I feel like people should shower before they go to the gym. Because
oh, my God, I do that sometimes. Super, I thought I was weird.
No, it's not. It's actually, it's very thoughtful.
I don't do it all the time, all right. But
I do said
it before
that.
But
the gym.
It's thoughtful that you do when you do it. Because going to the gym, obviously, you're working out, you're breaking out a sweat.
Okay.
It's not really cool to have somebody stinking like on that treadmill right next to you, smelling like pure ass. It's not a good thing. And then especially when it's packed, and then you can't even go to another treadmill.
Yeah, yeah,
so now you're just running in place outside.
Yeah.
That nigga stink. I'm gonna just chill out here and just jog in place. I've definitely been in the gym. I know you probably like this nigga.
I like. I go to the gym, but I go to I like the bigger one.
Yeah.
Because and I go at times when people are not there.
Because
I like being like super flexible and creepy and I like to like. Look at my own ass while I'm working. Like,
do you find it like you think it's like it's like offensive to you as a woman if you're at the gym and somebody's staring at your ass?
No, they're human. They're gonna talk. But do you guys think it's okay for people to be taking selfies and videos at the gym or have like their friends take videos?
If you're somebody looking to inspire,
if you're working and you inspire, like if my brother's yelling at me, like, come on, you got it. I want you to see that, but I don't want to see you in the gym.
You
want to
see?
Chilling.
Do you want to see a fake? Body girl, like just taking pictures.
No.
Do you believe it was built in the gym?
Nah. No.
No. It was definitely, you know, Dr. Miami.
Just because
we
were talking about the whole Nicki Minaj buns.
No.
Definitely not. But I think, those gym things. There's a lot of shit you don't like.
I got another one too, though. I was on American Airlines. Folks, if you about to hop on a plane, please wash your ass too. Like, coming home was I must have a whole like 10 roll of people like fucking smell. Please wash your ass, yo.
Absolutely.
I don't know anything about smelling like ass. Like I always smell so good.
I know.
Like I keep spray and lotion everything in my car. Like
no,
my car
but it's the same when you're traveling somewhere. You know, you got
even
is it would, it would it be creepy if I said I don't believe you and like you come over
you
here?
You want to smell me?
Yeah. Like, come here. Is that creepy or not?
Yo,
I'm just gonna shoot my shyness here for another year and a half.
Oh, wait. The fuck?
Oh my God. She smells amazing. She smells amazing.
I always smell good. I'm known for smelling super good.
Yo, so anybody listening out here, you see Juana Fernandez at the gym, don't try this at home. It's not gonna work for everybody. You know what I'm saying? You gotta joke first. You know what I'm saying?
Going,
you smell amazing though. Seriously,
thank you.
I feel like it's a difference because like she
every
like,
girl loves
you.
That too. I bag mad girls with that on. They'd be like, you smell so good. I'm like,
yo, you know what?
You smell
Dolce
me?
Gabbana? What's your favorite Dolce & Gabbana or
I have a lot of favorites, but the one I'm wearing right now is Forever Sexy. Victoria's Secret.
It matches. Okay. It makes sense.
It's just I like gentle, like gentle stuff.
It makes sense.
If I'm going out, if I'm going to an event, I'm gonna put on some expensive on though.
You want to?
Yeah. All right. So look, this is what we're gonna do,
like,
right?
Morning smell and night smells are very different.
I owe you a bottle of Remy. Right, we're gonna make that clear now. I owe you a bottle of Remy.
Or a rosé. I love champagne.
I love rosé. Yeah, so I love rosé. Shout absolutely. Out to Rome. He put me onto that.
I don't so like I to be rose. Drunk and like, yeah, like feeling all crazy. Like,
no, but what we need to do good. Is because it just hit me right now. She's a beautiful young lady. She said she'd be okay. bagging mad bitches with her smell.
Okay,
oh
you
my
need
God.
To be my wingman. Right? Ain't that? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Like, let's go out one time. You could be my wingman.
Or you could be my. Well, you can't be my boyfriend, but you could be my boyfriend and have both me and the bitches.
All right. We're going to end this show right there. What time is it? next time Juana come on the show, she got to come after, like, one. Because she gets a little bit more open. Is it going to be a year and a half before we see you again?
Hopefully not.
So we could get you back sooner?
Hopefully.
All right, let's do that. Can you make that happen?
Are you back in Connecticut? Because you was in Florida for, like, ever.
No, I was. We'll talk off the air about that. So, Rome, let the people know your social media.
Everywhere at the Real Rome City, follow me.
Everybody, Juana, let the people know. I still smell your fragrance from here.
Juana Fernandez.
Underscore, right?
Underscore twice.
I
hate when they do underscore once. It pisses me off. It's like when people call me Superwoman. I'm Wonder Woman, motherfuckers.
It's funny. I got you
How
saved
dare
on
you?
My phone, like your IG. I got two underscores.
If you know me,
shit.
You know that I love Wonder Woman. Like, everything I do is Wonder Woman.
Oh, so.
I am Wonder Woman.
So, Rome, so. For Valentine's Day next year, something Wonder Woman.
Maybe
if
one,
you don't come through, I will.
Maybe one day I'll be like, you know how they picked that white girl for the Wonder Woman movie, the new one?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they'll pick me. Like,
got to audition today, that's all.
No, I'm going to just be so big that they're going to come and grab me and be like, oh my God, you're like Wonder that. Woman. Oh, okay.
We're going to make it happen. Do you have come a manager on. Or no?
I used to. Right now, I don't.
Okay, all right. Let's talk some business. Yeah, I'm just saying, just, you know.
I told you I'm collecting my team, but I'm just doing it with like family. I don't really want nobody around me that don't mean well for me. Like
I'm Dominican and I have your name tattoo right there. That makes us like
yeah, that's
you
your
know.
Mother's name.
No, it's my grandmother. Ooh. It's my grandmother. You know what? I'm gonna put an F. Juana F.
I love to use that.
Does that work? Does that work? Juana F. I'll just put an F.
Fernandez.
On
there. Right, you gotta put Fernandez. The full.
It's safe to say that your bars is getting like played out.
It don't work with her.
You gotta get some new.
Let's
bars.
Be honest. Don't it work with other people? It don't work with her. It don't work with her. I can't get through.
No, my face doesn't even change when he tells me.
Shit. Well, I still got the smeller, so it's all good. Yo, make sure y'all follow us, RTD Podcast. Make sure you follow Juana Fernandez.
Yeah, yeah.
I owe you a bottle of Remy or Rosé.
Yes,
we're gonna make
do.
It happen
I
very
say Rosé.
Soon. And
or Rosemi.
Or come to my hosting this Friday in New York.
What are you hosting?
I'm gonna be in Don Coquí.
Oh, the Queens?
Yes.
Okay. I think I can make that happen.
This Friday.
As long as you act like you know me, don't act like you don't know me when I walk in there.
No, I'm going to be like, yo, when you see that Puerto Rican.
I'm Dominican. That's what I told you. We almost related.
When you see this Dominican, like,
with my name,
dude,
with my
walk
name
in,
tattooed.
Welcome in.
Okay, I like that. All right. So we're getting closer then.
It and you're going
like
to see
working.
Mickey. Mickey's going to be there.
Mickey?
Yeah.
Who's that?
My girl Mickey, the one I was rubbing her buns.
Oh, she's gonna be
El
there.
Diablo, este tipo se le olvida rápido.
Yeah, I was caught up on you.
I was trying to say that, but I would say that too.
Whatever she's.
When
just
you
said,
see her eyes, you're gonna be like, "Yep, this is."
So she's in. All right, so we in there. Fry, you down?
I'm always down for whatever.
Yo, I like to get lit, just so y'all know.
Everybody listening to this.
I don't think you know me.
Yeah, but you don't know about how we do it.
I party till like I'm not gonna tell you. I party till I fall.
All right, if it's anybody needed. You need to tell that to him because he's more of the.
You don't drink?
Oh, no. Nah, I just drink. I don't
honestly,
know.
He's too reserved.
I don't drink like that no more because I've been working out
he's
a lot.
He's too reserved, though.
I'm up. Trying to, like, get big. Like, tone up, I mean. And I drink, but I like nice. Like, I'm not going to waste my little fat that I just lost on, like, some nasty-ass liquor,
word,
you know?
It got to be worth
like,
it.
Give me some champagne. Give me some Remy. Oh, give me something good.
It definitely has to
get
be worth
that
it.
Cheap shit out of here.
So you got to get your energy up. If you're gonna party,
you gotta see me recently, son.
It's
been bad, yo. It's been bad.
You were turning up?
Yeah, it's been bad.
Throwing up and shit?
No, not throwing up.
Oh, all right.
That's when I learned. I was like, yo, my tolerance for alcohol has gone up ridiculously lately. Like, it's
on vacation, I'm a savage. I could drink all day and I'm like, nothing's happening to me.
Well, we're gonna be at, was this Friday, right? That's
this Friday.
The third and the fourth.
I'm not sure.
This Friday is the...
Whoever booked her, man, she's doing a bad job. She don't even know the date. Hold on.
Oh,
March 3rd.
Dude,
this Friday, March 3rd at Don Coquí.
There you go.
In Queens, right?
Yeah.
In Queens. Because this drops on Tuesday, so people will be able to hear it. Make sure you go. You can follow Juana Fernandez. But don't talk about her crib, her walls, or her kids.
Yeah, for real.
Leave all that shit off limits. And I don't know why. I don't know why people follow people to say negative shit. Yeah, it doesn't make sense to me.
I don't understand that either. That's just so stupid. Like me, I'm the type of person that I'm always uplifting myself and others. Like, you're not gonna ever get like me writing something to you or me worry about you. Like, I have so much going on in my life. Like, I'm super busy.
Stay the course, that's all. Stay the course.
Let's give a round of applause for coming through, y'all. I appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Yeah, absolutely.
Y'all make sure y'all follow me. I am Chris_P, Snapchat and Instagram. Follow us, RTD Podcast. This is episode 82. Appreciate y'all for listening. This podcast might have felt my political connects. Remember, I never claimed to be politically correct. Thank you for listening. We'll catch you next week.
Yeah.